We're learning about memory care, which is a part of some assisted living communities, and what is it, and what are the specialized therapies that may be available, and what is the training that's involved in the memory care communities. Our guests today are Mark Maxwell, who is Executive Director of Windsor Court Assisted Living. Welcome, Mark. Jack Poyfair from Vista Cove in Rancho Mirage, and you will be speaking about memory care. And then we also have, and welcome to you both.
Thank you.
And then we also have Dr. And I'm going to, you know, I've never had to pronounce your last name. So, Dr. Jenna
LeCount Heinley.
Okay. From HARC, which is Health Assessment and Research for Communities. And she's going to be talking about an important project that's taking place now in the Coachella Valley and why you should take the call. But before we get into our guests today, I do want to tell you May is Older Americans Month. And so what I like to say is support your local senior center. And I want to talk a little bit about some new classes and events coming up at Mizell Senior Center. We've talked about this subject on the show before, navigating the Medicare maze. And if you go into detail about Medicare, it can be very confusing. There can be penalties if you don't sign up on time. You may not understand the various options available to you. So this is on May 11th at 10 o'clock at Mizell. Also, Android classes. So it's funny, when the computer classes started, it was, what is this and how do you turn it on? And now we're doing Android and iPhone classes. And interestingly, our email newsletter is now being opened about 50% on a mobile device and 50% on a desktop device. So, but anyway, the Android class is coming up. And if you're having difficulty understanding all the features, we have a class for you. And that's on May 17th at 9 o'clock. And that's the Android Basics class. Also coming up is Living with COPD, which is Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease. That's presented by Eisenhower Medical Center on Wednesday, May 11th with Sue Frederick, who's a respiratory care services and educator with Eisenhower Medical Center. And also the ever popular, and most everyone in this room, except for Jenna probably, would qualify for this. The AARP Mature Driving course is scheduled for Monday and Tuesday, May 9th and 10th from 12:30 to 4. And this is a course by AARP, and it can reduce your insurance rates. So if you let your insurance company know that you've taken the course, but also people after driving for a few years get into some bad habits, or they may have a new car and they may not learn or know all the functions of that new car and can be distracted. So this course helps with that. And finally, we have a great group of people called the Widows or Widowers, and they meet every Monday. And some people think when they hear the name of that class or the name of that group that it's a bereavement group. But these they will tell you they're past that bereavement stage. They're into getting social. And Mark, you know, because you worked at Mizell for a while, they can be a pretty lively group.
It certainly is.
They meet every Monday at Mizell Senior Center at 10 o'clock. Each week includes a new guest. Lots of social activities outside of that Monday meeting. And coming up next Monday on May 9th, How We Can Protect Children from Gun Violence, Dory J. Smith from Moms Demand Action for Guns in America. So please, no protests. And you can find out about all these classes and activities and our fall prevention program by visiting mizell.org or calling 760-323-5689. So after that intro, let's get started. Jenna.
Hi. Well, for the record, AARP tried to recruit me and even sent me membership cards before I turned 30. So I don't know if they're in a long-term planning phase or something, but they're interested.
You're an honorary. So you're here with HARC, which is Health Assessment and Research for Communities, which is basically a year-old new name.
It is true. We used to be called Health Assessment Resource Center, and we rebranded because we felt that that didn't really communicate what we did. And this one, new name is better. Still not great, but better.
And how long has HARC been around?
So HARC, it'll be 10 years in September. We are a nonprofit located in Palm Desert. And the reason that HARC was formed was because, as those of you in the Coachella Valley know, we're very unique here. We have a much different population than in the county as a whole. And so organizations that were trying to make a difference in lives here had to rely on county-level data, which, while fabulous and free, is just not good enough. You know, we live on essentially our own little island here. And so HARC was formed to fill that need and provide data on the health and well-being of the Coachella Valley community.
So, and you do triennial assessments?
Yeah, there's two main halves to what we do. The first is what we were originally formed for, which is that health and wellness and quality of life survey of the Coachella Valley that we do every 3 years. We call it the Coachella Valley Community Health Monitor or Community Health Survey. And this is a telephone survey that's done to ask some questions about demographics, about health needs, health access, utilization, prevention, the whole nine yards are included on here. And anyone in the Coachella Valley with a phone has an equal chance of being called. So, and this includes cell phones, so it's
okay,
a good thing.
Ask for cell or land.
Includes cell phones and includes landlines. And the survey is fairly extensive, and it asks questions of all ages that are so for seniors, you might get some questions that the younger adults wouldn't get. For instance, questions about fear of falling and recent falls and if there have been any injuries. But it's a very extensive survey, and our goal is to always provide this information back to the community at no charge. And the idea is that that information is powerful in people's hands. It helps people to prioritize health needs and design programs and services to address those needs and get funding to provide those programs and services. And I know Mizell has been fabulous at turning this data into actual wonderful programs and services.
Well, and I can tell you, I'm one of the biggest fans of HARC because writing a grant proposal, I tell people don't understand, I say it's like writing a term paper, and you have to do a lot of research. And if you're trying to justify the need for a program in your area, and you're trying to, and you use either national data, like X number, 10,000 people a year die of Y or whatever it is, it's not very meaningful to the grant maker. It's not really very meaningful to you as an organization as to whether it's a need in your community. So kudos to HARC because it has been extremely helpful in painting the picture of what the real needs are here in the Coachella Valley. So you have a survey taking place right now, I understand.
We do. It's our fourth survey. And every time we do this survey, we get input from the community on what needs to be on that survey. Is it is something no longer relevant? Is something new really interesting? So, for instance, this time around, we added some questions about sleep. We added some questions about your connection to the community. It's always changing. And our contractor is Kent State University. They're a fabulous partner, and they will be doing the calls. So if you do get a call, we urge you to please, please do take the call, take the time to take the survey. It's completely confidential, and it really does benefit the community. In the past 5 years, we're very proud to say that organizations like Mizell and many others have used our data to make these compelling grant asks and have gotten over $12.8 million for our community for things like Meals on Wheels programs out of Mizell, free HIV testing from DAP, or counseling for children, whole nine yards. So if you do get the call, it's not just some random survey. It really, really does come back to the community and get disseminated free of charge and really does help our community become a healthier place.
Well, and I really want to stress that because the data is only as good as the people you get to talk to. And I know so many of us, we're busy or we get a call, we're at home and we get a call and it's like, no, I don't have time. I don't want to talk to you. Click. So how does someone know they're getting a call from HARC or Kent State?
So, you know, I completely agree. And if an unknown phone number pops up on my phone, I'm not going to pick it up either. Fortunately, they do leave a message identifying themselves as a caller from Kent State and saying that they are calling on behalf of HARC for this survey. You can call them back and tell them, 8 p.m. is a better time for me, something like that, and take that call. They will call up to 15 times if you keep not answering. So the easiest way to get them to stop calling is just take the survey. So...
So now, about how long, just so people know, about how long does the survey take?
It depends on various questions, right? Because, for instance, if you've been diagnosed with cancer, you might get some follow-up questions about what types of cancer and when, whereas you wouldn't get those questions if you hadn't been diagnosed. So it varies for each individual person, but typically it's about 25 minutes.
And about how much longer do you think this survey will be taking place?
That's a very good question. It depends on how many people we can get to answer the call and take the survey. We're hoping to have this wrapped up by the end of June. It might go into July a little bit. I'm fingers crossed hoping not.
So from my research, it's like you want to get a statistically significant sample.
Yes. So that means we are looking for 2,500 people to respond. And so, this covers both adults and children and is in both English and Spanish.
So, I mean, to me, that sounds like a lot, because we see these presidential polls in a state or something like that. And they say we talked to 1,000 people and X is going to win. So this sounds very detailed and really goes into a lot of levels of what the health needs are in our valley.
It does. It does. And, you know, we really want to bring that level of rigor so that you can really make strong decisions and really have good information. And we hope that we will be able to share that information back to the community starting in January 2017.
Okay. So any highlights, you know, this is a show for seniors. Any highlights from previous surveys about issues that really are impacting seniors here in the Coachella Valley?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. That's one of the things that makes us different from the rest of Riverside County is we do have a substantial older population. One of the things that was on our last survey in 2013 was asking about veteran status. And it turns out we have a much higher than average proportion of our seniors who are vets. And as the other guests on the show may be able to attest to, you can have very unique symptoms, especially those Vietnam veterans who were exposed to Agent Orange. There's a whole wealth of health issues that go along with being a veteran. We also, naturally, because we have such a large percentage of seniors, there's very common illnesses are high blood pressure, high cholesterol, arthritis. And so these have implications for everyone. You know, businesses, you need to be able to accommodate for things like arthritis. Unfortunately, obesity is a problem for seniors as well as younger adults across the nation. And here in the Coachella Valley, we're really no different. So that data is not surprising, but we're hoping to see a downward trend on that soon, given all of the efforts that have been in place. And I know great programs like the exercise programs at Mizell can help combat that.
Right. And you know, like I said, it was so helpful in getting the information about, and it was really surprising to me when I read it, the number of seniors that had reported falling within the past 3 months and who had sustained injuries. And then we checked with the hospitals and the admissions they have. And we've checked with some nursing homes, and they're like on a merry-go-round of people that fall and get some physical therapy and go home and fall again. So that was the genesis or the basis for, you know, our application for the A Matter of Balance Fall Prevention Program. So I want to thank you for the work you're doing.
Well, thank you. And thank you for using it, because, you know, just collecting data isn't enough to change lives. If it sits on a shelf, you did nothing. But if somebody like you takes it and runs with it and learns from it and then puts in place these programs like the A Matter of Balance Fall Prevention Program, that's really how data can change lives and improve community health.
Well, thank you very much. And remember, if you get a call from Kent State University doing a research for HARC, be sure you take that call and you take the time to answer the questions, because it's kind of your community service. You spend a few minutes and you're able to help your broader community with some real important information. So thank you, Jenna, very much.
Thank you. And if you do have further questions, we do have a frequently asked questions section on our website, or you can give us a call, 760-404-1945 at HARC. And our website is HARC, H-A-R-C, data, D-A-T-A, .org. So if you have any additional questions or are uncomfortable at all, give us the call. I'd love to chat with you more.
Thank you so much. And she's great to chat with. So
thank you so much.
And after this break, we'll be talking with Mark Maxwell and Jack Poyfair. We'll be back with you keeping pace in just a few minutes.